Good morning, Fred Painting.
Hey, is Mark in by chance?
Who's this?
My name is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. You know if he's got a few minutes to speak there?
You're calling with Cardiff? What does that mean?
We're a private business bank.
A private business bank. Okay. Well, he's my business partner, so because he's on the name of the deed as the president, that's why people call us to talk to him, because it's a sales call, which I've already figured that out. What are you offering?
I'm just trying to follow up here. We had extended a finance offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was just trying to touch base to see if you'd received it, if you had anything in the pipeline there we might be able to help you out with.
We might do. What sort of finance are we looking at?
Yeah, it was for some equipment and working capital. Looks like we got you guys pre-approved for right around $250K. What was it you guys were maybe looking to do there?
That's funny. That's exactly what we need to maybe go into some investment that we're just looking into this morning.
Interesting. What was that investment there?
We're going to buy about, I want to say 15 acres of land or something like that, just north of Denver.
Oh, wow.
There's two houses on it, and we're going to subdivide it and sell the lots off for, the owner's going to finance. It's $1.2 million. We need $200,000 to put down, and then $50,000 to do the subdivision paperwork.
Okay, that's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you should call. That's why I'm just like, that's really funny. You just nailed the figure right on the nose. Hey, can you just hold one quick second?
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Hold on a second. Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm good. I'm on the other line. Thanks. Yeah, go on. I know. I saw that. Okay, morning, dog's on the couch, everything's fine, I'll talk to you in a bit, bye. So, yeah, if you want to send me details of what you are, I mean, if number one, you even finance stuff like that, and number two, what your rates are going to be looking like, I mean, you might as well tell me what your rates are going to be looking like right now, so we don't waste each other's time.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as far as the working capital, are you guys familiar with that kind of program there? Have you ever worked with that before?
I have lent money from various different people, so I don't know what your program is.
I see. Yeah, the offer was based off, looks like some financing you guys had done with U.S. Bank. What was the relationship
there?
We have
investment properties in Denver and also all around the Rocky Mountain area.
Okay.
And also, just recently, we've gone into Detroit and we've bought seven houses there. And we are going to be selling selling some of the mortgage back to U.S. Bank. We've financed that ourselves, so that's why we're starting to run out of funds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to borrow $250,000 for this most recent venture that we're talking about this morning.
I see. So, I mean, are you guys basically purchase, remodel, and then flip them, or what part of the process?
No, not necessarily.
In?
Down in Denver, we bought 19 homes at the time. We've since sold seven, I think. So we've got 12 houses in Denver. We bought those down at around about $60,000 a pop. And
Wow. Now,
as you know, Denver's more like, well, we've been appraised on those anywhere between 240 and 270. We are selling one or two of those as we speak. And we've bought seven in Detroit at around about the same price level, actually a little bit less, about 50. They have renters in them. We're looking at a ROI of about, it's going to be about 18 to 20% per year after all the fees, management, et cetera, comes out.
Uh-huh.
You're basically looking on a $50,000 house. Well, we're getting duplexes, so there's two units in each. So you're looking at about $1,500 a month on a 50 to 60 investment.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math on that. You're at 18 a year. Take all your bits and pieces out. You only really walk between with about 9 and 10, but still it's only, you know, it's 5 years, 5 to 6 years payback. So it's 18 to 20% ROI. And obviously then at the end of that period, if we even wait to the end of that period, we'll see how the Detroit market goes.
Yeah.
Then you'll have the whatever and gain you have on that. And hopefully it pops up like Denver. I doubt it. But then again, back when we were looking at Denver 6-7 years ago, we were like, wow, what's going on down here? I can't believe this place.
Yeah.
So
Question for you. We're in San Diego, so when you say a $50,000 home, that's like a garage here. What kind of homes there are you able to take advantage of in that price range?
Very, very nice. Imagine Detroit back in the 20s and 30s and 40s when the motor industry was huge.
Okay.
And it was one of, I think it was the United States' strongest city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was kind of almost the streets are paved with gold in Detroit back in those days. So all these houses were built by General Motors, Ford, and all the subsidiary industries. They were bought for their staff, and depending on where you go, they were built for the management area or the shop supervisor area and that sort of thing. So you're looking at these really nice old traditional-looking brick-built homes, 2,000 square feet, solid as you like, and it's no real wood or upkeep on the outside apart from the roof, of course.
Yeah.
And, they're dated inside, but they rent out, as I say, for a duplex half is around $750, and for a single family is around $900. And they were $30,000 a year or two ago. Now they're up to $45,000-$50,000. The duplexes are closer, over around $50,000-$60,000.
Wow.
But the ROI on the duplexes is way higher. And you just can't obviously build for that. You can't build, 2,000, 3,000 square feet for $60,000. It's impossible.
Yeah.
$20 a foot. Your minimum would be more like 100, 125 or something a foot to build.
Mm-hmm.
So, a bunch of them have been scraped because in Detroit during the big hit, shall we say, it went from 1.5 million to 750. So there's some areas in Detroit where it's completely desolate, and you'll go down a street and there's all the homes are boarded up and some of them have been scraped.
Yeah.
You can go two streets away and it's a really nice neighborhood with normal families and nice houses and communities. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic, and we're investing in there. We've penciled in our money about 400 to 500 between the two of us. And once we get to that point, we've just struck a deal with US Bank that will be, we're only seven in and they've already come on board. We haven't actually got our first loan out of them yet, but those wheels are in motion.
I see. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how did you guys go from like Detroit to Denver? That's a pretty wide range there. How are you guys?
Well, it was Denver to Detroit. It was because we couldn't buy anything else in Colorado. It's all maxed.
I see.
There's just no money to be made in investing properties up here anymore. It's the bubble. We're kind of right at the height of it in Denver. So it just made more sense to sell a few things in Denver and look for another place which is at the bottom of the bubble.
I got you. So back to this project there that you had in Denver, you said 15 acres. It was a $1.2 million for the land and property?
Buying that land and property, $1.2 million. Subdivide. It's got two properties on it.
Okay.
So we'll sell the two properties for, I think the prospective is about $350 or $375 each.
Okay.
And then sell 10 lots for around $100 each.
Okay. So I'm doing some math here. I mean, that's around $900 to a million there for the total, and you're expecting to sell it for $1.2 million? Is that what?
Your math is really crappy, my friend. Redo that.
$350,000 for the two homes. That's around $700,000.
No, each. Can you grab this stuff up front, Jay?
Okay, so that's about $700,000 total for the two properties.
Then 10 lots at around $100,000.
10 lots. I thought you said one lot. That's where where my math went way wrong.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that's making more sense. Yeah, okay. And then, so you basically need the $250,000, $200,000 of it as a down payment, and then $50,000 for, you said renovations and stuff like that?
No, that's developing all the lots and making sure they're subdivided properly and everything is deeded and et cetera, ready to sell.
Okay. And when was this project looking to take place and be finished?
One month. Yeah, okay. For you, whatever you want to do with it. Yeah, 1 month.
Okay.
And then it was my business partner who's been talking to our investment guy down there. He's a realtor guy. He actually got us started in Denver. He bought all 17 homes for us. He's the one who suggested Detroit about 6 months ago, and that's why we started looking up there.
I see. I like your guys' kind of game plan. You know, you kind of try to get in before before it takes off there. It sounds like you guys have been pretty successful in Denver and now moving on into Detroit.
Yeah, no, we're hoping. We're, you know, potentially losing $250,000 each would be a little painful, but it wouldn't be the end of the world. And the chance of a gain on that is way bigger than the risk of the loss.
Exactly, exactly. Well, here, I have Mark's contact. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
My name's Phil. I'm the other the partner of this business, Phil Bennett.
Okay. Can you spell that real quick?
Phil, P-H-I-L, Bennett, B for boy, E-N-N-E-T-T. And our email address is prima, P-R-I-M-A, at veil.net.
Perfect.
So if you want to send me, you know, what your level of interest is and what you think you can do for us on that 250 nut we're talking about, then, mm-hmm. then we'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll get an email going right now. It sounds like you guys are still figuring out all the numbers there and everything. So I'll send you all our information there as far as the offer we sent out and some details there as well. And maybe follow up with you here mid-next week and just kind of see where everything's at. And
you know, I'm in Mexico mid-next week and my business partner's in Hawaii. So why don't you follow up with me on Monday? Because I'm wrapping things up on Monday.
Okay.
And if you want, you can have my cell phone just in case I'm not in the office. It's 970-390-9236.
9236. Perfect. I'll put that in the notes there. Is around this time a good time to follow up for you there on Monday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a very good time. Yep.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks.
Sounds good. We'll be in touch there, Phil.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.